We should start now. The next talk is from remote. It's from Luis Sebastian Bravo. He's a forest engineer who is going to present a project with youth mappers in Colombia to promote the conservation of threatened tropical ecosystems through open mapping. So I'm going to let it to our helper here to launch it and enjoy the viewing.
The ceiba tree, which he had seen as a child and which would outlast several generations, was covered with a strange kind of moss that seemed to tell stories of the past. Hello, my name is Sebastian Bravo. I'm a forest engineer from the National University of Colombia, founder of the SAGEMA chapter of Youth Mappers, and today I want to start my talk, Opening Mapping Through Tropical Forest Biodiversity Conservation, with this quote from the Colombian Literature Nobel laureate Gabriel García Márquez in his work 100 Years of Solitude. This work reminds us that the cities of Colombia are a testament to the close connection between native forests and urban areas. Trees and the city. The colonization of the Americas in the 16th century displaced the lush forests to establish cities. The developed models of the time sought to keep nature as far away as possible from public squares and gathering places, relegating it to gardens or courtyards of houses. Medellin, designated as the capital of Antioquia less than two centuries ago, was no exception. In early 20th century, city planners, inspired by European models, began integrating trees into parks and public spaces to improve the health of the cities. The plant species selected for these urban environments not only beautified the landscapes, but also narrated and kept alive the connection between cities, dealers, and native forests, historically transformed and decimated endless and constantly changing urban environment. Some of the oldest trees in Medellin are just over a century old, including the ceiba, ceiba pentandra, and royal palms, Roystonia regia, in San Antonio Park, show you in the photography of my slide, and Plaza Bolívar. The creation of the Medellin Botanical Garden, founded in the late 19th century and renamed in 1972, is also today an example of the incorporation of nature into the city. The ecosystem in Medellin. The city of Medellin has an average annual precipitation of 1,600 millimeters. The temperatures average in 21 Celsius degree and a relative humidity of 75%. Located at 1,480 meters above sea level in the northwest of Colombia, these conditions are ideal for promontane moist forests and have enabled Medellin to host species from various ecosystems across Colombia. A second botanical garden. Aware of the city's climatic condition and geographic location, forest engineer and professor at the National University of Colombia, Leon Morales Soto, along with other faculty members, took the initiative in 1986 to create their own botanical garden. This living collection, enriched by the various expeditions that the professor undertook to Colombian forests, has been implemented as a pedagogical strategy to teach forestry science to university students. Today, it serves as a living reservoir, a seed laboratory, and a research hub, allowing students and visitors to connect with the flora of both Colombia and the world. Leon Morales Soto has marked a turning point in the urban arborization of Medellin. He has played as a key in the role of advising and driving several urban forestry projects in the city. His research has focused in the native flora of Medellin, the adaptations of no native species to the urban environment and their ecological interaction with local fauna. Additionally, he has been instrumental in raising awareness about the ecosystem service provided by trees in the cities. Thanks to initiatives such as the Arboretum and Palmetum, along with research by faculty from the National University and Universidad of Antioquia, Medellin has entered a new phase of arborization. Since 1970, the city has significantly increased its tree coverage and has become to know as the City of Eternal Spring. The botanical collection Arboretum and Palmetum León Morales Soto hosts around 64 botanical families, 212 tree species, and 100 different species of palms. This collection is notable for including representative species from various ecosystems in Colombia, some of which are endangered. Among these ecosystems is the tropical dry forest, whose areas has decreased due to urbanization pressure. In the collection, it is represented by Indio Desnudo, Bursera Cimarúa. The Amazon floodplain forests, which have lost ground due to livestock farming, are represented by the Tambor, Chisolubium pariba. Additionally, the world's most humid forest from the Pacific biogeographic region, threatened by illegal mining and illicit crops, are represented by the Jawa, which is used by native and their ceremonies. Today, the botanical collection has become a strategic point for ecological connectivity in the city, serving as a refuge for various wildlife species that interact with their environment. Maybe you are thinking, why we need to map the collection? Despite the importance of the collection at the university since 2017, there has not been an updated inventory of all the individuals present on campus. As a living collection, it is subject to constant changes, including the loss of individuals due to sudden death, replanting, or the addition of new species through students, visitors, or commemorative events. This dynamic has made it difficult to have an accurate understanding of all the species present on campus. Additionally, the lack of open and accessible information further restricts its use and knowledge. The project Open Data, Vibrant Ecosystem aims to make the entire botanical collection on campus visible through OpenStreetMap. This will allow both university members and visitors to become familiar with the collection and learn more about all the species housed within it. Additionally, it will provide a source of reliable, accessible, and up-to-date data about our collection. Our mapping project was one of the winning projects of the Youth Mappers Microgrant Initiative and received co-founded and support from TomTom. Our project was developed in three phases: formation phase, data validation phase, import to OpenStreetMap phase. The botanical collection is hosted across the three campuses of the university, Robledo, Rio, and Volador. In the first stage of the project, all species in the botanical collection at the Volador campus were validated, with an initial count of 2,443 individuals. The data from the last inventory of the collection in 2017 was provided by the university's environmental management system. The project involved 3 alumni, 1 professor, and 8 students. For the training phase, we saw support from the OSM Colombia and OSM LATAM communities. We selected topics we deemed crucial for the project development. In the first training session, we had the support of Andres Gomez Casanova. Andres taught us the importance of conducting a preliminary data analysis before proceeding with editing and importing. Andres also demonstrated how to use the wiki to socialize and describe the mapping project, as well to establish a methodological guide for the community. The second training provided by Juan Melo from CART focused on using modeling training in QGIS. We learned how to translate data attributes from QGIS to OSM by adjusting rows and columns to match the keys and the values on OSM database. The third training, one of the most significant, was led by Paul Dasori from Chile, a prominent contributor to tree mapping in Latin America. Paul taught us about the labels used for tree mapping, and his mapping guide has become an essential manual for those interested in mapping trees in Spanish-speaking countries. Finally, Maria Jose Cabarca from TomTom delivered a training on the importance of open data licensing. We learned about its application and the difference between the various open data licenses available. All training sessions were certified by TomTom, with a total of 10 hours recognized for the workshop and 40 hours for the field validation sessions. The training sessions were broadcast on YouTube and promoted through the chapter's social media to reach a broader audience. All sessions are available on the chapter's YouTube channel. What are the results of our training phase? Our workshops were met with great success, averaging between 14 and 30 participants per session. The promotional strategy we employed allowed us to reach a diverse audience, including students, alumni, professors, educational institutions, national and international organizations, government agencies, and consultancies. The countries that benefited from this training included Colombia, Brazil, Peru, Mexico and Nicaragua. The project began to be replicated in other countries, such as Brazil, and in various cities in Colombia, like Bogotá, Villavicencio, Yopal, and Duitama. A total of 19 participants received certification. The participation certificates were signed by Saulin Baidum, Manager of Community and Partnerships at TomTom, and Patricia Solis, General Director of Youth Mappers. We found that certifying the presentations significantly increases public motivation to participate in these workshops. Therefore, we extend our gratitude to Salim Baudim and Patricia Solis for their support in implementing this promotional strategy for our project. How we develop the field and office data validation phase. As part of our methodology, we decided to divide the 27-hectare campus into 10 quadrants. This approach allowed us to significantly cover the data validation process and ensured that each project participant was responsible for a specific area. For data validation, we created a project in QGIS and packaged it into the QField mobile application. To facilitate the process, we defined ranges of potential species that could be found on the campus, based on the initial information. We also added an additional field called Other, which allowed us to record species not previously documented. We evaluate the habit types of species, categorizing them into tree, shrubs, and palms. Additionally, we identify the condition or status of the trees, shrubs, or palms, and we classify them as dead or absent, newly planted, young, or mature. The field application enables us to edit the location of points and their coordinates. Also, we included the OpenStreetMap user information of the person validating the data and added a photograph of each individual specimen. Now, on the screen, we can see 10 quadrants of the El Volador campus, along with 2 additional quadrants from the El Rio campus. The additional quadrants from the El Rio campus were not worked on during this initial phase. In each quadrant, individuals were identified by distinct colors to prevent data duplication. Once an individual was validated, the symbology was updated, and each point received a dark color marker. This approach was designed to facilitate fieldwork and prevent confusion for the validators. At the end of each workday, validators packaged the newly validated data into a ZIP file and sent it to the project director for inclusion in the main database. This strategy allowed us to continuously monitor the progress of the work and the validated data. And finally, I'm so excited to share with you our preliminary results. After 4 months of work and nearly 90% of the individuals validated, showed that from the initial dataset of 2,443 individuals, we have now validated 3,024 individuals. Out of the initial data, there are still 327 individuals and 44 species pending validation. Additionally, we have added 908 new records to the original database and discovered 114 new species on the campus. Since 2017 up to 2024, 47 individuals were marked as absent due to construction activities within the university that required their removal. Furthermore, 68 individuals were marked as dead as they had been cut down to prevent their fall due to poor phytosanitary conditions. In terms of classification, 2,213 individuals were recovered as mature, 353 as young or medium-sized trees, and 16 as newly planted or recently introduced. Based on these preliminary data, we conducted studies on diversity, abundance, and dominance to understand the extent of diversity in the botanical collection on the El Campus Volador. We found that species richness amounts to 482 distinct species recorded. The Shannon-Wiener index of 5.3 suggests a high level of diversity within the collection. The recorded number of species is well balanced with their level of abundance, including low dominance by any single species or group of species, as reflected by Simpson Index and Pielo Equitability Index. The Margalef Index, by the way, indicates high species richness relative to the sample size, with individuals distributed relatively evenly among species. This is further confirmed by Berger-Parkett index, which shows a low value suggesting that no single species is excessively dominant. The final stage of this first phase involves data importation. To facilitate this, the team has developed a Python script that allows us to query species and add family information to the taxon tag in OSM. Incorporating this information to the OSM data will enhance the diversity details in our dataset. For the import process, we will use QGIS Model Designer to translate values from QGIS to OSM labels. The final stage of the important process will be presented at the State of the Map LATAM 2024 in Belém, Pará, Brazil. Finally, I would like to introduce the team behind this project. From the Youth Mappers chapter SAGEMA at the National University of Colombia, Medellín campus, this project has been an incredible, valuable learning experience for all of us, allowing us to gain skills in data management, forest species identification, and organized teamwork. Most importantly, it has enabled us to recognize and appreciate our community and country's biodiversity. To conclude, I want to invite you to plant a tree, map a tree, and make this world a greener world to live. Thank you for your attention.
Our video has finished playing. So I want to thank you so much for the work you have done.
Okay, can you hear me? I'm going to answer the questions. For the first question, yes, we are working on a wiki so everyone can replicate our project using our methodology. The wiki, you can find the wiki as SAGEMA. You can type it on wiki, on WikiOSM, as SAGEMA, and you can find our project as open as datos abiertos ecosistemas vibrantes in Spanish and in English, open open mapping vibrant ecosystem. So you can check the methodology. And for the second question, what steps are being taken to integrate OSM data with scientific biodiversity research efforts? As we now have validated the data and we know all the species that we have on the campus, we are working on trying to make some research about the importance of our species for the preservation of biodiversity, especially because we have in our collection some trees that are from special ecosystem as the Amazon, for example, and our trees can serve as seed providers. So we can start growing new plants from the trees that we have at our campus and try to use it as a reservoir for these species. Also, another students are trying to research about some index of biodiversity as the one I mentioned in the presentation, like seeing some biodiversity index, dominance index, so we can know the importance of our collection in the city, especially about ecological connection with other hotspot biodiversity in the Aburrá Valley.
Thank you so much for the wonderful presentation, and I want to appreciate the work you have done, and I don't think there's something much I'm going to say here. Besides, thank you so much, and you deserve a hand clap. My audience here, they're going to clap for your hands.
Okay, thank you so much.